Alrighty, make sure this thing's actually working tonight. I'm on the backup machine.
Okay. Alrighty. Barb Jacobs with us. The vote has been taken. The city decided not to authorize the sale of Edgewater. A lot of happy people at the end of that vote.
Very happy people. Very happy. A lot of work involved.
Now, one of the things that stood out, several people spoke against the sale of Edgewater. You were one of those who spoke against it. You had a lot of homework involved. You actually did some door-to-door and asking a lot of questions and calling people to get some of the numbers clarified from what the CDA was proposing. What did you find out?
Right. Well, in the proposal that they gave everybody, it made it look like the city was only making $30,000 on that building. Well, included in that was $126,000 that would be using to pay off a loan for $1.8 million, which we haven't borrowed. So that's another $126,000 that is profit at this time. And I see no reason why we can't put $500,000 into that building and get the new furnace and stuff it needs. And that building is self-sufficient. It should still be able to pay for those things.
And one of the things you pointed out is the building appears to be self-sufficient, even though it has very low occupancy right now, and it's paid off.
Right. And like I said, you know, people aren't moving in there, and people are leaving because they don't know. Anybody that isn't living right there right now would have no guarantee that it's going to stay senior housing or low income. And that's a big concern for people. And I have a big concern that I rent to low-income people, and I know how hard it is for them. I know people that are getting less than $700 a month to live on. So they need those types of buildings. They need low-income housing. And that is a beautiful place to live. Very convenient for everybody. And I think it was very, and it's a big asset for our city.
A couple of the people that spoke made mention of the fact that they needed the stability of knowing who's going to own it.
Right, and I think the city is the best person to own it. We're the only ones that can guarantee it will stay senior, low-income housing.
Anyone add today?
I'm just very happy that it turned out the way it did and that the council was really listening to the people and paying attention and looking at figures and going, wait a minute, we can do this. So I'm very proud of the council tonight.
Real good. Thanks.
Thank you.